USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says the explosion in violence leaves him no choice but to send in federal officers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for Chicagoans.
And I am calling on all Chicagoans that if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it. Call 911. Call 311. We are going to remain diligent, and if we see any steps out of line, particularly with DHS or Border Patrol, we are not going to hesitate to take the president to court and stop any unconstitutional actions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
While some believe it's an indication we're moving to a cashless society, experts say it's a matter of supply. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Industry analyst Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com tells us exact change is becoming a policy at many outlets.
A lot of major retailers, including Walmart, Kroger, CVS, Dollar Tree, a lot of companies are starting to acknowledge this and asking people to pay with exact change or with a credit or debit card if they can.
Rossman says not that we have a coin shortage, it's because the coins are somewhere else.
They're either locked up at a closed business or they're sitting in somebody's jar or piggy bank at their house. They're not flowing through the economy as they normally do.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Mortgage applications are on the rise. They jumped by 4.1% last week, and purchase applications are also spiking 2% for the last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
On Tuesday, former Vice President and 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden unveiled parts of his economic plan. Former economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News Biden's plan is going to raise your taxes.
American corporations and every shareholder in America with the biggest increase in the capital gains tax we've seen in the history of the country. There's also a new, people don't realize this is a 40% increase in the death tax. So after all these taxes, then you have to pay an additional 40% tax when you die. Look, we built a great economy before coronavirus. We had almost 1.5 million new manufacturing, construction, and mining jobs. Obviously, the economy got slammed by coronavirus. And the real question the American people are going to ask is, who do you trust to rebuild this economy as we move forward? Do you believe Biden, who wants to tax and spend, or a guy who's been in business and has shown he can build the economy once and he can do it again?
On the vaccine front, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar shares some rather encouraging news.
We just signed a contract with global pharmaceutical leader Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of vaccine starting in December of this year, with an option to buy another 500 million doses.
Azar speaking there on Fox News at deal part of the new Operation Warp Speed vaccine program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.